I've been asked to make some remarks, but I don't have any script, and I'm only 3 months short of 98, so I hope you give me some slack. It's a great day to be here at our beautiful state capitol, and I don't know why I was selected. I don't have a script, but I'll try to convey some of the experiences that I had. I was first sergeant of Company K, 325 Glider Infantry, and we took off in gliders on D+1, and we were in what was called a Horsa glider, which is a British glider, and I think that was a big mistake. But anyway, we got up in the morning at the camp, and we traveled to the airport, and we loaded, and we started our flight over the channel, which was very quiet. There wasn't too much talking or anything else going on. I guess there was a lot of silent praying going on. Anyway, we landed in what was a flooded area, which the Germans, I guess, had a pretty good idea where we were going to land. So they put up obstacles to make it as damaging as they could, I guess. Anyway, I guess it was a luck that we landed in a flooded area, because an awful lot of them, the gliders, took on hedgerows and trees, and they didn't fare well. We had a terrific lot of casualties due to the landing. Anyway, a particular glider I was in, we all got okay. The water was, when I got out, the water was about up to my chin. So we had to wade to get up on higher ground, and we were under small arms and mortar fire, but we managed to get by without any casualties, I think. Anyway, the first day was mostly spent organizing and getting back together because we were scattered all over. And then the second day was quite quiet, but then on the third day, General Ridgway ordered us to secure the causeway, what is called the Lafayette Causeway, which the troopers had tried to take the day before and were not able to do it. And that was, so we got a good baptism for combat right off the bat. But we stormed right through, and we managed to get to the other end. We drove. In fact, we got there so fast that a lot of the Germans were still in their dugouts and foxholes. So we had to throw hand grenades to get them to come up out. But it was a terrific loss. We paid a terrible price. And then after the second day, I was asked to send one or two guys to help police up the bodies. And there was a little orchard at the far end of the causeway. And they were stacked the bodies there. It was kind of gruesome, but they stacked the Americans in one pile and the Germans in the other. And the fellow that I sent, when he returned, after handling all those casualties, he was as white as a sheet, and I don't blame him. Anyway, we went on and fought through the hedgerows over there, and it was a day slow going. And, you know, there was a natural fortification for the Germans, so those hedgerows were built up with rocks and dirt and trees, so it was very slow going. I thought, the war will never be over at this rate. And anyway, we got through that part. And we our unit spent 5 weeks, but we were kind of a raunchy bunch because we wore the same clothes for 5 weeks, and we did have changing of underwear and socks, but other than that, we were outdoors night and day, rain or whatever came along. But and then after 5 weeks, we were sent back to England because we were depleted in manpower. In my particular company, out of 150 some, we had 50, about 50 men left, and there were some companies down as low as 7. And then we spent the summer there in Leicester, England, getting new recruits and training. And then in September, we made another airborne landing in Holland. So, and then we continued to stay in the fight all the way till we got the last day of the war, which was still pretty iffy because there was still a chance that you could get, you know, eliminated. But we made it, and on the last day, we met the Russians across the Elbe River, which was really an experience because on that last day, it was estimated that there was 250,000 people trying to get through to get on the American side. So we had to get off the roads to allow the people, and it was very touching because there were people, old people, pregnant women, some were having babies in the fields. It is a day that I'll never forget. So I'm sorry, I'm not a speaker, but I guess that's it for me. Thank you all very much.